In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Venice Uliana, my great aunt, who passed away a long time ago. If you could also keep in your prayers, I don't remember his last name, but his name is Ernesto from Fort Sumner, who passed away this week and earlier this... Gonzalez, there we go. And earlier this today... he was laid to rest in the cemetery there at St. Anthony's by Father Senna. Pray for him, the repose of his soul. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Augustine. St. Augustine, one of the great doctors of the church. Originally, there were only four. Two from the east, two from the west. St. Augustine is the doctor, one of the doctors of the west. He and St. Thomas Aquinas, the two doctors of the west. These are how great the pillars are that we have in the church. And the one thing that I'd like to encourage you to do, if you haven't read the Confessions of St. Augustine, shame on you having lived so long and not. I remember where I was when I read it as a young man just graduated from college, as I went through the Italian countryside, radically did so many things in my soul, and I wasn't even very Catholic at the time. Remember what God spoke to me in those moments. Go back to it. You listen to it on audiobook if you want. You can find it on free at LibriVox. If you want to know more about that, I'll tell you after Mass. More, let me know. But it's so good, the messages there, at least in the first half. The second half, super theological, really hard to understand. The first half is his story. And that is so profound. Can really help you and I figure out what happened in the past in our lives, and maybe where God is leading us here in the present. I just want to share with you something on the second reading. There in the second reading, or rather the first reading, which is from Corinthians, it's talking about who God is, his wisdom being greater, his foolishness being greater than the wisdom of man, his weakness of God being greater than his strength. God doesn't destroy us when we sin. That's weakness, right? But his weakness in not destroying us is so much greater than man could ever hope to be in the greatness of his strength. His great weakness in forgiving offenses is so much greater than man's wrath in destroying offenders. I want to share with you something from his writings there, from the book of book of his Confessions. Just one paragraph. Listen to what the saint says. He says, "This was the nature of my sickness. I was in torment, reproaching myself more bitterly than ever as I was twisted and turned by my chain. I hoped that my chain might be broken once for all, because it was only a small thing that held me now. All the same, it held me. And you, O Lord, never cease to watch over my secret heart. In your stern mercy, you lashed me with the twin scourge of fear and shame, in case I should give way once more and the worn and slender chain should not be broken, but gain new strength and bind me all the faster." That's what the saint writes. That's our struggle with sin. That's our struggle with sin. Right there, what does he talk about? He talks about how the Lord uses what? He uses a twin scourge. A twin scourge, he says, of fear and of shame, to break that last bit of thread, that cadena, that chain that pulls us still bound to that sin, which you and I continue to go through time and time again. It seems like we can't. So he uses that firmness of that lash to finally break us free, fear and shame, to be able to finally rupture it so we can live in freedom, sons and daughters of God. Saint Ignatius of Loyola speaks about it this way. He says that there is within the soul a soul that's bound by mortal sin, held bound by evil in that way. What happens is that a soul, the evil spirit works on it in one way, and God's spirit, the good spirit, works on it in a different way. The evil spirit, he reminds us, does what when we're bound to sin, habitual sin, mortal sin? Gives us consolation. Gives us, okay, it's all right, you're doing well. Gives us that encouragement in that direction, giving us a false peace. as we go down the road of perdition. But what does the good Spirit do? Works in us in the exact opposite way. When we're bound by mortal sin, when we're lost, what does it do? All of a sudden, we become afraid. We become ashamed. We become disturbed interiorly when the good Spirit is moving on us, moving us from a worse place to a better place. Why is that? It's because we realize in fear that if I continue in this direction, I'm going to lose out on God's gift of salvation. It gives us shame in realizing that these actions don't actually help me, but they actually lead me into a worse place. And so by seeing the different ways in which the Lord works on us, we can begin to know where we're at. If we're committing mortal sins and we're all right with it, what does that mean that's giving us that all rightness with it, that peace? It's not God's Spirit. It's spirit of the evil one, luring us little by little into a sleep where we'll glide into damnation. But if we're committing a mortal sin or a grave sin, and we're continually being afraid in that sense, or we have this sense of lack of peace, that we have this movement within us that's leading us to a shame over what it is that we've committed and led ourselves into, what is that? That's God's Spirit. God's Spirit giving us that disturbance that says, that's not where you're ultimately wanting to go. Let him hit you with the lash of fear, hit you with the lash of shame in that way to break that last lock of chains so you can ultimately be free. St. Augustine talks about how the Lord worked on him in that way. And when he finally was set free, that everything changed within his life. And he was able to be not Augustine, the great learner, the great teacher, the one who St. Monica was always worried over, but rather the great saint who we hold up as one who, even with extreme passion, was able to let God become his true passion when his chains were finally broken between him and sin. If that works for you to understand what's going on in your life, awesome. But maybe that also helps you understand what something is going on in the ones who you love who are still lost in sin, and to help them through the lash of shame and of fear, that twin lash, to finally find freedom, because God wants to rupture those chains and lead you and me to ultimate freedom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.